Okay, today's daf is Makos daf Yud Dalid. We left off on daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. We are at the first wide line on daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Just to get us back into the discussion that we're having about when one is Chayiv Malkus, there was Machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva that we learned yesterday, where Rabbi Akiva held that Chayavi Krisus get Malkus, but Chayavi Misus Beis Din do not get Malkus, because Chayavi Krisus can do tshuva, Chayavi Misus Beis Din, while they can do tshuva, it's not going to help any in terms of the Misus Beis Din. They're still going to be Chayiv, the Misus Beis Din. But Rabbi Shmuel held that Echad Chayavi Krisus, Echad Chayavi Misus Beis Din, Yeshna B'chal Malkus Arbaim, that both Chayavi Krisus and Chayavi Misus Beis Din both get Malkus. That was the Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Then we had a third Shita, the Shita of Rabbi Yitzchak, who said, Chayavi Krisus B'chal Ha'yu V'lami Yatzis Karis B'achoso L'dona B'kareis V'lo B'malkus, that even Chayavi Krisus can get Kareis, but not get Kareis, obviously, but not Malkus. So again, Rabbi Shmuel on one extreme, that both Chayavi Krisus and Chayavi Misus Beis Din get Malkus. Rabbi Yitzchak on the other extreme, that neither gets Malkus. And in the middle, you have the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, that Chayavi Misus Beis Din do not get Malkus, but Chayavi Krisus do get Malkus. Now, says Rava, first wide line. Rava Amar, Asube Liktala Kulyam Lopligi, Dein Loko Meis. If you give the guy Hasra'a that he's going to get killed, that if he does something that's Chayavi Misus Beis Din, that if he does this Avera, he's going to get killed, then everyone would agree you're not going to get Malkus in that situation, because you can't get killed and Malkus. Kipligi Dasube Lamalkus. The whole machlokus is if the Hasra'a that you gave him was only for Malkus. Rabbi Shmuel Savar Lav Shenitin Lasaras Misus Beis Din Lokar Lav. Rabbi Shmuel will say, well, since you gave him a hasra'a for Malkus, you give him Malkus, even though this is an Avera that you could have given him a hasra'a for Misus Beis Din. It's a lav shenitin la'asaras Misus Beis Din. The Torah itself says that you're chayiv Misus Beis Din for doing this Avera when you're given the proper hasra'a for Misus Beis Din, but still, you can get Malkus on the lav shenitin la'asaras Misus Beis Din. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita of Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva would say, no, lav shenit la'saras misus beis din ain't lokan lav. That any lav that's nita la'saras misus beis din and ashara that you chayiv misus that you could be chayiv misus beis din for, you would not get malchus. Right? And Rashi says ain't lokan lav kishe hisra bo malchus below misa. You're not going to get malchus even though you were given asra'a that if you do this avera you're going to get malchus, and you were not told you're going to get misa l'fish lo nitin lav zel la'saras anush malchus, because when the Torah gives this lav, it's not for Asharas Onash Malkus, Kishar Lav, and like every other lav in the Torah. The Torah is giving this lav to be Maziras, that you're going to get Misa if you do it, not that you're going to get Malkus if you do it. So even though Stam Lo Sase in the Torah includes Malkus, but this Lo Sase in the Torah is for Misa Beis Din, it's not for Malkus. Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Akiva, Iyachi Chayavi Krisus Nami Lav Shenitin Lazarus Karesu. So then why do you get Malkus for Chayavi Krisus? Why don't you say the same Svara? When the Torah gives a normal Losase, it's for the sake of giving you Malkus, but when the Torah gives a Losase that carries with it an Onesh Kares, so obviously it's not for the sake of giving you Malkus, it's for the sake of giving you Kares. And mainly you shouldn't be able to get Malkus. So why does Rabbi Akiva hold that you do get Malkus for Chayavi Krisus? So answers Gemara, Amalei Rav Mordechai the Rav Ashi, Hachi Amar Avimi Mehagronya Mishmei de Rava. So says Avimi Mehagronya in the name of Rava. Chayavi Krisus lo tzrichi Asra'a. Chayavi Krisus do not require Asra'a. Shari Pesach Umila Anash Afal Pishalo Hizir. Because you find that by Korban Pesach and that by Bris Mila, you're going to be Chayav Kares even without Asara, even you get punished, even though no one gave the person Asra'a. So basically what you see from Pesach and Mila is that it's an example that we see that the Lo Sase in the Torah is unnecessary in order for the Kares, because the Lo Sase of the Azhara in the Torah is not necessary in order to give the person Kares. So what's the Lo Sase Azhara doing in the Torah? It must be that it's there to give Malkus. So you see that you can get Malkus on Chayavi Krisus. If you look at Rashi, Pesach Mila ain men los hasei v'anashlem karis. There is no los hasei Pesach Mila. What's unique about Pesach Mila? Those are two things for which you're chayev karis, even though it's a mitzvah hasei. So therefore, what emerges from that is that you don't need a los hasei in the Torah in order to be chayev karis. So what about all the chayev ikrisos that have a los hasei in the Torah? What do we do with the los hasei? There to be Mechayiv Malkus. So you see that you can be Chayiv Malkus on Chayiv Krisus, but you cannot be Chayiv Malkus on Chayiv Misos based in Frakta Gemara Vidilma Asara LeKarban. Now maybe you need the Asara is needed for Karban, meaning that the reason the Los Hasei is in the Torah is not to tell me Chayiv Malkus by Chayiv Krisus. The reason there's a Los Hasei in the Torah by most Chayiv Krisus other than Pesach Mila is to be Mechayiv you a Karban. Pesach Mila, you're not chayav a karban for failing to do Pesach Mila. The Pesach Mila, the last Asara, lo meisi karban. Pesach Mila, since there's no Asara by Pesach Mila, there's no lo sase by Pesach Mila, there's no chayav karban. So we're back to the question of Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Akiva is going to say that the lo sase that we have in the Torah about chayav and Mises Bezdin is not there to teach us Malkus, it's there to teach us Mises Bezdin, why doesn't he say that the lo sase that we have by chayav Krisus are not there to teach us Malkus, they're there to teach us that you chayiv a karban for those chayiv krisos. Answers the Gemara, Hasa, Malav hain mitayma, elim shum de iskish kalatarakula lavodus kachavim, mavodus kachavim shevi altase, avkol shevi altase, lafukehani to kumvase. He says, no, the reason that you don't bring karban on Pesach Mila is not because there's no ashara. Meaning, you're right, it's true that it happens to be Pesach Mila are different from all chayav krisos in that they have no ashara. And it's also true that Pesach Mila are unique in all chayav, from all other chayav krisos in that Pesach Mila there's no karban. But those two facts are unrelated to each other. The fact that there's no karban and the fact that there's no ashara have nothing to do with each other. You know why there's no karban by Pesach Mila? It's because Pesach Mila are a mitzvah sasei where we compare all karbanos to avodah zara. It says in Parsha Shlach by karban of avodah zara, Torah achas yeh lechem la'osa b'shkaga. So we compare all averus b'torah that are done b'shogeg to avodah zara in regards to a karban. Just like avodah zara, the kares that one gets for avodah zara is done through shevi al taseh. So, meaning is when the Torah tells you shevi al taseh, the Torah tells you don't do this, and a person goes ahead and does it actively, meaning it's said b'lashon losa say not to do, and a person gets up and does it. So too, when you chayv a karban, when it's shevi al taseh, but a kares of amud vaseh, a kares where the Torah says do something, the Torah says do a mila, bring a karban pesach, and a person violates by being shevi al taseh, then there's not going to be any karban. Pesach Mila are amod vaseh, but chayav ikrisos, other chayav ikrisos, which are said b'shevi al taseh, even without the asharas lav, even without a lo saseh in the Torah, it's not about a mitzvah saseh versus a mitzvah lo saseh. It's about kum vaseh versus shevi al taseh. The violation of the kares, as long as it's violated by going ahead and doing something, you're going to be chayav a karban. You don't need it to be below. It just needs to be a violation in order to be chayiv a karban. That's the chilik, and therefore the fact that it's said belashon lav is still open to teach me that you chayiv malkus, and that's where Rabbi Kiva learns that you chayiv malkus, for chiyuve krisos, because they're said belashon lo sasei, not for pesach mila, but for other chiyuve krisos. Now the Tosfos on this line happens to appear in Yudal. If you look over Yudalad Amar Aleph, Dibur Maskala Fukehani, so at the very end of that Tosa says, the last few lines, Miu mi mila kasha, lomali kra, da lo have you bakares, dumya davodus chavim, da li olam lo yisbarer, shiyehe bakares, ad shiyamus, da li olam yachul lomalats, mov lifter mikares. He says, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that by Mila it's not included in Kares similar to Avodah Zarah, that it's unlike the Kares of an Avodah Zarah? by Mila, it's unique anyway, because by Mila, you're never going to be Chayev Kares. You don't know that you're Chayev Kares until the last moment that you're alive. Meaning, what is the Kares of Mila? If a person doesn't do a Mila. So let's say you have a person who's 35 years old. He never did a Mila on himself. Is he Chayev Kares yet? So Frek tells us, no, because we don't yet know that he's not going to do a Mila. Since Mila is a mitzvah saseh, you don't know that he's not going to do a Mila until he dies and he doesn't have a Mila. That's when we know that he's not going to do a Mila. So by Mila is a totally unique mitzvah anyway. So that itself, until the moment that he dies, we don't know that he's not going to be Chayev Kares, because he could always do the Mila and get off the hook from the Kares until the very last moment. So it says to us, Yishlomer de Liolim calls man shalomal onish karis alav. He says, no, but still, so long as he didn't yet do the Mila, he still has the onish karis on him. What does that mean? What was Tosas Kasha? What's Tosas Teretz? First, Tosas Kasha says that he doesn't have a chiv karis at all yet, and then Tosas Teretz says, yeah, he does, because so long as he doesn't do a Mila, the onish karis is on him. What do you mean? If he does the Mila at the last moment, he's still going to be chayv karis for all the moments that he didn't do the Mila? How does this work exactly? So there's a very well-known machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid at the very beginning of Hilchus Mila. Hilchus Mila, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes, Ein malin beno shel adam shlomidaita. Okay, let's get beyond that. The Rambam writes at the end of the halacha that nisalim beizdin v'lo malu also. Let's say a person didn't get a mila from his father. Beizdin never maled him either. And kishe yigdal hu chayiv lamula satzmo. So when he gets older, says the Rambam, he has to give a mila to himself. He has to see to it that he himself gets a bris mila. V'kol yom v'yom sheyavar lav mishe yigdal v'lo yamula satzmo harei hu mevatel mitzvah saseh. Every single day that goes by that he doesn't get a bris mila, he's in violation of a mitzvah sasei. Aval, eino chayiv kares, ad sheyamus hu arol b'mezid. But he's only going to be chayiv kares if he dies being an arel purposely. If he dies never having done a bris mila, purposely never having done a bris mila, that's the only moment that he's chayiv kares. That's what the Rambam says. Says the Ravid, ein bazet tavlin. What the Rambam is saying doesn't have any flavor to it. It's incorrect. V'chimishum hasra asafek potnosom in hashemayim v'kol yom omid b'isr kares. He says what? You're going to say because it's Asra Safek, meaning we can't know for sure that he's not going to do the Mila ever. So you're going to say that he's Patur min Hashamayim, that he's Patur min. Granted, for Mises Beizin, you could say that. For Mises Beizin, we could say you better do this, otherwise you're going to be Chayv Misa. And if it's only Asra Safek, so you're not going to get a Mises Beizin. But min Hashamayim, Asra Safek doesn't play a role min Hashamayim because Ribbono Shel Olam knows everything. So he's going to says the Ravid, no, he's Chayv forever. Kol Yom, he's chayiv in Isser Kares. So what it seems to be, what Rav Elchanan points out in Kavit Shurim and Masech Shavuos, is that these two deis and Tosfos right here, not the two deis, the Kasha and the Teretz of Tosfos is really the Machlokas Rambam and the Ravid. In the Kasha, Tosfos says that he's never chayiv Kares till the very end. So that's like the Rambam. But in the Teretz he says, no, each and every day he's chayiv kares. That's very much in line with the Ravid. Now the Maritz Chayis points out, he says, kashali, eich matzinu karbon ki agavna. But how could you ever have a karbon in this case of Mila? Harayim yomul atzmol lebesof yigrom avaz chul nazara. Meaning, what are we going to say? So what's Tosos trying to what point is Tosos trying to make? Tosos is trying to say, yeah, you could be chayiv a karbon for the chayiv kares of Mila. Theoretically, you could have been chayiv a karbon for the chayiv kares of Mila because each and every day you're chayiv kares for the Mila. So therefore, it's shayich to say that you're in violation of the issur kares, and for that issur, you'd be chayiv a karban, right? Tosfos' whole kasha was why is it even shayich to talk about a karban by Mila? When would you bring the karban? You're only chayiv for the kares when you die. You can't bring the karban when you die. So Tosfos' answer was, no, each and every day you don't do a Mila, you're chayiv a kares. Mila, that's the havamina, that you'd be chayiv a karban each and every day, right? That was Tosfos' teretz. But Frek the Maritz Chayis, so really, there's a havmina that you can be chayv a karban for each and every day that you don't, that you don't do a mila. What if then you go and you mal yourself at the end of your life? Then it's going to turn out that the karban was chulin ba'azara, that it was all a waste. It was chulin ba'azara, and Levishas Kohanim of Shatnas unnecessarily. The Kohanim were wearing the big Dekunim, which was Shatnas unnecessarily, and the carbon is going to be Nifsal Mafreya, because it will turn out that he wasn't an RL. Right? It turns out he didn't violate the Yisr. So says the Maritz Chayis, though it's possible that even by Mila, you can find a situation where you know for sure he's never going to get a Mila. How do you have a situation where you know for sure that a guy's an Arel and he's never going to get a Mila? He says, let's say a person got a Mila when he was 2 days old instead of 8 days old. So that doesn't count as a Mila. So Mila, he's going to be Chayiv Kares for not doing Bris Mila. He's going to be Chayiv Kares for not doing Bris Mila. And you know that he can never fix it, because he's already, the Arel is not there. He's already, the Arel is not there. He's already gemalt. But it wasn't a real Mila. It wasn't a mitzvah Mila. So that could be a case where he's Chayiv Kares. Or you did the Mila at night. Or a guy did the Mila. They got the Mila done in the hospital. So
can you just draw blood again afterwards?
So the question is, does Hatavas Dam Bris work for that situation? You might be Chayiv to do Hatavas Dam Bris, but is that Mila? Is that a mitzvah of Mila? So the Maritz Chayis assumes clearly not so, right? He says there's a case where you must battle the mitzvah via daim, and there's no way that you could ever be misakin that mitzvah. Now, in general, by Mila, there are generally three dinim when it comes to Mila. That's what they say from the Ragachov. Rav Zevin says that the Ragachov's style of learning was unique, and that Rav Chaim always had tzvei dinim. He always broke down a halacha into two dinim. So the Ragachov very often broke things down into three dinim. So the example that he gives, that Rav Zevin gives in Ishim Vashitos, about the Ragachov is the mitzvah of Mila. That by Mila, you have a mitzvah to do the Mila. You have an iser not to be an arel, right? And what's the third one? A mitzvah to do the mila, an iser not to be an arel, and a mitzvah to be gemalt, right? A mitzvah that you should be someone who has a mila. So which is the one that you're chayav kares for, right? In a situation where a guy got a mila when he was 2 days old, so he's not an arel, because physically he's not an arel. He might be gemalt, right? But he never did the mitzvah of Mila. So it seems that the Chiyuv Kares is for the mitzvah of Mila, right? It's not for the other elements of being an Arel. That's how the Ragachover breaks down the mitzvah, and he points out nafkaminas between all three tzadim. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, back to the bottom on the other side of the page, at the bottom Yud Gimel and Beis. Ravina Amar the Olam Kedamrin Meikara. Really, we can say, like we said originally, that the reason for Rabbi Akiva that you're not Chayiv Malkus for Chayiv Mises Beisdin, but you are Chayiv Malkus for is because kedei rishaso, that we darshan that you can't be chayiv shtei rishayos. I chayiv ikris is also shtei rishayos, but Rabbi Akiva said no, not always, because you could do tshuva for chayiv ikris, so it's not necessarily that you can be chayiv shtei rishayos if we give you malchus also. So the olam kedamrin meikarish shemaso tshuva bezin shalmalu mochel lahen. If you do tshuva bezin shalmalu, will be mochel the chayiv ikris. So my amrit, what did we respond to that? Hello of a tshuva. That bottom line is the guy didn't always do tshuva, yeah, but lo psika milsa the kares. You're not always going to get kares, and since it's not always going to be a violation of kedei rishaso, mele we can give you malchus. Since there are certain cases, there are many times where someone will do tshuva, so mele we're going to say kedei rishaso that does not apply. That you could be chayiv malchus also because there's a very good chance that you're not going to be chayiv kares. Fine, period. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer. Now we're going to focus on the third shita that we had. Remember, we said at the beginning there was Rabbi Yishmael who says you're chayiv malchus both on chayiv misa. Rabbi Kiva says you chayv malchus only chayv mis beis and not chayv krisus. And then there's Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak omer chayv krisus bchal ha'iv lo mi yassis kares b'achoso ledono b'kares v'lo b'malchus. Kares is b'achoso is taught to tell us that you get kares, not malchus. You don't get malchus for chayv mis beis nor for chayv krisus. V'rabbanon kares b'achoso lamali. What about the rabbanon over here refers to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? What about Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel who say that you do get malchus for chayav krisus? What do they do with the pasuk of kares that it says by achoso lechalik to teach us lechalik ukad Rabbi Yochanan? We'll see what that means in a second. Amar Rabbi Yochanan shemason kulam behalam echad chayv al kolachas v'achas. If you violate multiple chayav krisus all at one shot, you're chayv a malchus for each and every one of them. That's all it's telling me, that you're chayv separately for each and every one of them. That all arayos are not one big avera. each arayos are different averos. Each of the arayos are different averos. And if you do all the bel mechad, you're chayiv for each and every one individually. That's what it's coming to tell me. So where does Rabbi Yitzchak know that din from? That if you sleep with multiple arayos, that you're chayiv al kalachas fachas. Nafkalei, he learns it from the following. Mive Elisha benidas tumasa. Pasuk says Elisha benidas tumasa. Now it didn't have to say Isha. Could have just said Lenita lo sikrav. What's Isha benidas tumasa lo sikrav? L'chayev al kol Isha v'Isha. It's there to teach me that you chayev for each and every woman that you sleep with. By the way, you see that it refers to Nida, the pasuk of Nida, as one of the arayos, because the din that lechalik yatzos is derived from Nida. So that apparently Nida has a din of arayos. Now that's a major discussion whether or not Nida in fact has a din of arayos. Major nafkaminas. It's definitely yasir, definitely chayiv kares. But is it arayos? Arayos is what one sleeps with his mother, one sleeps with his daughter, right? Those are arayos. Is Nida also arayos? One of the nafkaminas might be whether it's Yaharik Val Yavar, right? If a person puts a gun to your head and says, sleep with your wife when she's a Nida, do you have to take the bullet rather than sleep with your wife when she's a Nida? Is it Yaharik Val Yavar? If it's arayos, it's Yaharik Val Yavar. This Gemara seems to clearly assume that yes, it is arayos. Rabbananami typically meha. Why don't the Rabbanan derive it from there? From Isha bin Yidas to Masa, why do they need the Karis Pa'achoso to teach me lechalek? So it says Gemara Inachinami, you're right. The Rabbanan, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel also could learn from Elisha bin Yidas to Masa to be lechalek. Aye, Vela Karis Ta'achoso Lamli. So now we're back to the original question. So what do they do with Karis Ta'achoso? What do they need Karis Ta'achoso to come to teach me? Lechayv al-achoso v'al-achoso v'al-achosimo. It's to teach me that Yechayv for sleeping with a sister, sleeping with achos aviv, and achos imo. So pshita hari gufin mechlakin hari shemus mechlakin. Why would you not be chayiv separately for each of those individuals? They're totally separate people. They have different shemos of iser. One is your father's sister, one is your mother's sister, one is your own sister. Of course you're going to be chayiv separately for each of them. Why do you need a separate pasuk to teach me kares b'achoso, just to teach me that din? El chayvo al achoso shehi achos aviv shehi achos imo. No, it's not telling me about three different people. It's telling me if you sleep with a woman who happens to be both your sister, your father's sister, and your mother's sister, all at one time, picture the family tree, right? That's what you're going to be chayiv for. That's what we have Karis Bachosa teach me. Vechi Mishkachasla, where do we find such a thing? Barashia Bar Rashia. How can you have such a case? How can you draw such a family tree? By a Rashia Bar Rashia. Someone who's a Rasha, the son of a Rasha. You have to give a little more detail than that. So Rashi explains. If you draw it out, it's a little easier to understand. But Rashi explains. A boy sleeps with his mother, right? And they have two daughters. And then he sleeps with one of his daughters / sisters. Right? If a guy sleeps with his mother and has a daughter, the daughter that he had from his mother is not only his daughter, it's also his sister. So a boy sleeps with his mother, has two daughters. He sleeps with one of those daughters and has a son. That son sleeps with the other of the daughters. Right? Now that is his father's sister, it's his mother's sister, and it's his own sister. I'm sorry, yeah, right, it's his own sister, his father's sister, and his mother's sister. Unbelievable. So that's how you can have such a case. So that's what it's coming to teach me. Rabbi Yitzchak Haminale, where's Rabbi Yitzchak going to know that from? Nafkali Mikal V'chomer. I'll say it's a simple Kal V'chomer. Meaning, obviously, if you're chayiv for sleeping with your sister, if you're chayiv for sleeping with your mother's sister, if you're chayiv for sleeping with your father's sister, of course you can be chayiv for sleeping with all in one. Titania, Amr Rabbi Kiva Shaltis from Gamliel, Rabbi Shua, Beitl Shal Imum, Shahalch Likach Beim, and Mishnah Benosha from Gamliel. Rabbi Kiva says, you know, I asked from Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua when we were in the Shuk and they went and to buy an animal for the wedding of Rabbi Gamliel's son, so I saw them in the market, so I started hacking them and learning, so I started asking them Shailas and learning. So he asked him as follows, Habala Choso Shiachosov Shiachosima Mahu. If someone sleeps with his own sister, who is the sister of his father and also the sister of his mother, what's the din? We take out the word eno, the gears on the side is chayiv achas al kulan, Chayev al kalachas va'achas. Are you chayev one chiyuv kares, or is it a separate chiyuv kares for each and every one of them? Or rather, by karbanos is what's more interesting. Is it one chiyuv karban or separate karbanos for each and every one of them? So amrulo zulo shamanus. They said, you know, we don't know aval shamanu, but we do know habal chamish nashim nidos be'alamechad shechayev al kalachas va'achas. That if a person sleeps with five needles all at one time, you're chayev separately. V'nir and dvar mikal v'chomer, and it seems that you can make the following kal v'chomer. Uman nidos shishem echad. If you sleep with a nida, which is one shem iser, the iser of nida is just one iser, and yet you're going to be chayiv separately for sleeping with five different nidos. Over here, where you're sleeping with a woman who is your sister, your father's sister, and your mother's sister, which are really three separate isurim, for sure you should be chayiv three kabanos. You should be chayiv for each and every one of them. Now, don't we have a rule, ein onshin min adin, that you can't get an onesh from a kal v'chomer? So here we're saying, are you chayiv three separate karbanos? And you say, yeah, of course you can be chayiv three separate karbanos. It's a kal v'chomer. So says the Ritva, yeah, you ain't onshin min adin, but karban you could be chayiv from a kal v'chomer. You can't get an onesh from a kal v'chomer. We can't give you malchus, we can't give you misa from a kal v'chomer, but karban you could be chayiv from a kal v'chomer. What's the svara? Right? So by every onesh, there's really two elements to every onesh. There's the element of punishing you, getting what you deserve because you did something terrible. And then there's the element of kapara, that the onesh also serves as a kapara. Question is, where's the emphasis? What's stronger? Ein onshin min adin, the emphasis is not on kapara, right? Well, actually, that may not be true. The emphasis might be on kapara. That might be the svara for ein onshin min adin. But it could be that that's the idea over here, that by the karban, the issue of the karban is not really about punishing you. When we say that you chayav a karban, it's not and that's your punishment for what you did. No, it's purely kapara. It's purely about kapara. It's not at all about punishing a person. A karban is not really a punishment. But so maybe that's why the rule of Ein Onesh Min Adin will only apply to something that's not only a kapara but also an onesh. Right? The difficulty with that is, as I just said, that maybe the svara for Ein Onesh Min Adin is that the punishment is not going to be enough of a punishment if you for the more severe iser, right? So that's why you can't learn from a kal v'chomer an onesh. But anyway, that's the sort of the ritva. For whatever the svara is, the idea is that you can be chayiv a karban from a kal v'chomer. You cannot be chayiv any other onesh from a kal v'chomer. But the bottom line is, so these rabbanim said, Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua, when they were in the market buying the behema for the wedding of Rav Gamliel's son, they said that it's a kal v'chomer, that if you can be chayiv multiple karbanos for sleeping with multiple nidos, which is all shem echad, then of course you're going to be chayiv multiple karbanos for sleeping with achoso, shiachosav, shiachosimo. V'idach, and the other shita will say, no, kal v'chomer prichahu. That's not a good kal v'chomer, because mal nida shekein gufin muchlakin. Nida is unique in that nida, the situation of nida that we described was he slept with five different women. So it's five different gufin that he did the aveiru with. So that's why he's going to be chayiv five karbanos. But over here we're talking about one girl that you slept with. She just happens to be three different isurim. Ulidach nami avade kal v'chomer prichahu. But didn't Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Shor realize this? That the kal v'chomer was not a good kal v'chomer? Ela nafkalei me achoso de seifa. So rather they learn it from achoso de seifa. They learn that you chayiv different karbanos for different isurim from the achoso that it says in the end of the pasuk. V'idach achoso de seifa lamali. And what's the other shita going to do with achoso de seifa? L'chayva al achoso bas avivu basimo lomar sheinon shmenadin. The achoso of the seifa comes to teach me that one is chayiv for sleeping with a sister who is both a sister from the father's side and a sister from the mother's side. Because remarkably, the Torah never tells us that you're chayiv for that. The Torah tells us you're chayiv for sleeping with your sister from your mother, tells us you're chayiv for sleeping with your sister from your father, never tells us you're chayiv for sleeping with your sister from both your mother and your father. So that's what he uses that achoso to teach me, that you're chayiv for sleeping with the sister who's from your mother and your father. Why do I need it? Isn't it a kal v'chomer? No, ein onesh min adin. So therefore I can't derive it from a kal v'chomer. I need a riboy in the pasuk. V'idach, iba yisei magamar onesh me'asara. So the other shita will say, no, you could already learn the onesh of sleeping with your sister from the asara. Iba yisei manafkalei me'achoso d'resha. Or you could say, we already know that from the achoso that it says in the resha. V'idach, and the other shita would respond, no, you need the achoso and the resha already to teach me something else. You need the achoso and the resha to tell me that you chayiv a separate karban for being mefateim with the Shemana Mishcha, which means preparing the Shemana Mishcha in the way that Moshe Rabbeinu prepared it, with the same ingredients, and a separate kares for being sach with the Shemana Mishcha, for taking actual Shemana Mishcha and using it to anoint, to put it on your skin. That's also separate lavin, but the Torah only says one lashon of kares for it. So we need a special riboy to teach me that you chayiv two separate krisos, and therefore two separate karbanos, for those averos. Vidach savak Rav Elazar amar Rav Hoshea. Dam Rav Elazar amar Rav Hoshea. Kal makom shatamotzei shnei lavim of karis echad chalukin ein lekarban. He says you don't need a special rebbe to tell me that. That's the rule always. Whenever you have two lavin and one lashon of karis for the two lavin, you're always chayiv two separate karbanos for violating those two isurim. It's not considered one isur. V'iba yisema nafkle mivisha shayishka v'sisha dava. Or you could say we learn it from the pasuk isha shayishka v'sisha dava. Man sleeps with the woman who's having a flow, who's a nida. V'idach, homi by leil chad Rabbi Yochanan. No, I already need that pasuk to teach me what Rabbi Yochanan taught me. Dam Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Minayin she'ini isha tmeya ad sheyetze midava derech arvasa. How do I know that a woman, that you're only going to be chay for sleeping with a woman when she had blood flow out in the normal way, right? Straight, the uterine blood came out in the normal way that uterine blood comes out, not, let's say, through cutting open her stomach and taking the blood out the other way, right? Taking the blood out through a hole that you made in her stomach, like by a C-section or something like that, but that the blood has to come out in the normal way. Shnemar isha sheyishka v'sisha dava v'gila asar v'sa. That a woman is only tameh if the blood comes out derech hervasa. This is a major discussion in the post. Shlomo Zalman had a thought that maybe if you stick a tube into the woman and the blood comes out through a tube, right, even though it's coming out in that area, but it comes out through a tube, it could be midaraisa, she's not a nida, because it's only derech harvasa, right, when it goes bivisara, derech harvasa, in the normal way, then maybe the fact that there's a tube being mafsik, none of them agree with that. Others said, no, what are you talking about? It's still coming out in the normal way, it's just that there's something being mafsik in there, it's not considered, that it's not coming out in the normal way. But that's the issue. There's machlokas, for instance, in the Gemara, also whether, let's say it doesn't come out the normal way, is a woman tamei tumas leida, right? With tumas nida, we say she's not. What about tumas leida? What if a woman has a C-section? Does she have tumas leida? And tumas leida is directly linked to the zman of the bris milah. The zman of the bris milah, milah's mishmona, because a woman is tamei tumas leida with a baby boy for 7 days, and that's when the chiyuv milah is. So what about when you have a C-section? Is there a mitzvah of milah bishmona? So there's machlokas samarayim in the Gemara and Shabbos, whether there's a mitzvah milah b'shmona by a C-section, and that's tali, and whether there's tumas leida when it comes out in the non-normal way. One shita says no, there's no milah b'shmona, milah is right away because there's no tumas leida, so milah you do right away as soon as the baby's born, you do the milah. The other shita says no, there is milah b'shmona. How do we paskin? So we do milah b'shmona, but not if milah b'shmona is on Shabbos. Right, if the 8th day is on Shabbos, we're not going to do it because we're choshish for the other shita also. So what are we paskin? We paskin that we're mesupak. Now it happens to be very interesting in halacha. If someone's supposed to have if someone is a milah shelo bezmana anyway, let's say you have a different situation, a baby was sick, and then the baby gets off the illness. So do you say that that's a milah shelo bezmana, and therefore you're ready shelo bezman, or do you say that no, that there's the zman of the milah is the 8th day from when the baby gets off? So the chachila, we count 8 days from when the baby gets off the medication or the incubator or whatever else. Okay, this is really Shabbos sugya from the beginning. Just one ha'ara from Yudal Ramad Aleph. The Gemara said just an interesting musarvart. The Gemara said that they asked Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua when they were in the shuk buying the behema for the child of Rabbi Gamliel's wedding. Why do we need all that information? So that's what Shar Mitzvah and Balacha points out. We've mentioned before in the past when we've had Gemaras like this, is that it shows you that wherever they were talking and learning. So, you know, we often try to say to ourselves, you know, the Amorayim, they had jobs and they worked for a living. And yes, they absolutely did. But every opportunity they had to talk and learning, they were talking and learning. They were going and buying a behemoth for the wedding. And he starts hacking him about karbanos and chive krisos. It's not stam, just a quick shaila. These are complicated sugyas. Wherever they were always there was thinking and learning. And on the flip side, you could say that how do they remember their learning? Part of the learning was so made such an impression on them that they remember where they were when they learned this din. It's like where were you on 9/11? Like it was such a major event for them. They remember where they were when they learned this din. It's like I mentioned the biography of Rav Eliashiv. They say Rav Eliashiv just doesn't tell stories. Like he's not like this warm, cuddly guy who tells all these stories. And his family always wanted him to tell stories about like what happened to him when he was younger. And one time he said, "I remember 80 years ago when I was a boy and I was in this in the city," and he's going to tell the story. He says, "And I came up with the following pshat in the Rambam." I mean, where he was when he came up with that, it was such a major event that's the way they thought about these things. Okay, says Gemara Vayta. We have a lot more drushes now. V'tamei shachal es hakodesh. So we said that one is chayiv malchus if he's tamei and he eats kodesh. So bishlam abal mikdash tamei ksiv onesh ksiv asara. I understand when a person comes into the Beis HaMikdash while he's tamei, there is an onesh written in the Torah and there's an asara. Onesh t'ksiv. So I understand how you could be chayiv malchus. Onesh t'ksiv es mishkan Hashem timei v'nichrasa asara v'yitamos machaneim. El tamei shachlas hakodesh. But when a tamei person eats kodesh, Bishlam onesh ksiv. I know that it says an onesh in the Torah. Va'nefesh shetochal basum izavach hashlam mashal Hashem v'tumaso alav. A person who eats kodesh and he has tuma on him v'nichrisa, he gets kare. So that's an onesh. El asara minayin. But where does it ever say in asara? So Rish Lakish amar b'chol kodesh lo siga. Rish Lakish says the asara is b'chol kodesh lo siga. Rabbi Yochanan amar tani bardila asya tumaso tumaso. Rabbi Yochanan says bardila taught. Bardila is a shame. Chacham Rashi says it's the name of a guy. Asya tumaso tumaso. We learn in Gezer Shava tumaso tumaso. Ksiv hacha. It says by a tamei that eats kodesh. Tamei person that eats kodesh. V'tumaso alav v'nichrasa. Uksiv hasam. And it says by someone who comes into the Beis HaMikdash when he's tamei. Tameiya od tumaso vo malalan onesh vasara. I've got onesh vasara. Just like someone who's balam mikdash tamei, we know it's both an onesh and an asara. So too, when a person eats tamei, I'm sorry, when a person is tamei and he eats kodesh, we also learn an onesh and an asara. So says Gemara, okay, that's so Reish Lakish and Yochanan both agree min adin to what the Mishnah says. Obviously, that you get malchus for both of these averos. Question is, where does each one learn the ashara for a tamei shachlas hakodesh? So Reish Lakish learns it from a chol kodesh lo siga. Rabbi Yochanan learns it from a gzeira shava. Now, why would you learn one and not the other? So Bishlam Reish Lakish lamak Rabbi Yochanan gzeira shava lo gamir. I understand Reish Lakish doesn't want to say like Rabbi Yochanan. He simply didn't have a tradition of such a gzeira shava. If you look at Rashi, Gezer Shava lo gamir lo limdu mirabo. Reish Lakish didn't learn this Gezer Shava from his Rebbe, so Reish Lakish doesn't have such a Gezer Shava. Problem is, the Achronim point out, who is Reish Lakish's Rebbe? Rabbi Yochanan is Reish Lakish's Rebbe. So didn't he just learn it from his Rebbe now? And Rabbi Yochanan says to him, "Look, it's a Gezer Shava." So what do you mean? I can't say such a Gezer Shava. Didn't learn it from my Rebbe. Rabbi Yochanan is your Rebbe. So it must be that Reish Lakish had some other Rebbe that was influential. That's what Tosfos in Maseches Bamitzia Daf Pei Daled. Tosfos says that even though Rabbi Yochanan was the one who got Reish Lakish to do tshuva, Reish Lakish was a bandit, right? And Reish Lakish saw Rabbi Yochanan's beauty and he said, "What a waste!" Right? And the whole story over there. Rabbi Yochanan said, "I'll let you marry my sister if you do tshuva, if you're chozer b'tshuva." So Rabbeinu Tam over there in Tosfos says, "We need chozer b'tshuva. Was he returned to what? Was he ever from?" So Rabbeinu Tam says, "Yeah, he was from once, and he was a big chacham. He was a big Talmud chacham, and he went off to Derech. Then he came back. So obviously he had a Rebbe originally also. So his real tradition and learning came from before Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is considered his Rebbe because later on in life he brought him back also. He brought him back to be Chozer B'tshuva. But he had a Rebbe from earlier on. So that's what it means that he was Lo Gamar Mirabo. El Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone with Reish Lakish. Why does it, back in the Gemara, why does Rabbi Yochanan not want to say like Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish has a perfectly good Pasuk. Sam L'cha, who Ashara L'Truma? Now Rabbi Yochanan will say that Pasuk is used as an Ashara for Truma. Reish Lakish Ashara L'Truma. Where's Reish Lakish going to learn out an ashara for truma? Says Gemara, Nafkele me ish ish mizera Aaron vutzarua ozav. He learns out from that pasuk. Ezu davar shushava bizaru shal Aaron. What is something that is equal for all zaru shal Aaron? Haviyomer zu truma. Right. The only halacha that applies to all of the zera Aaron is truma. What does that mean? What about tuma and all the other halachas? No, because this is the only halacha that applies by both men and women that are zera Aaron. Kachim, the fact that a kohen could be kachim, that's only men. Right, kachim is only for men, it's not for the women. Chaz v'shok, what about chaz v'shok? So Rashi says, lesa b'chazeres. Chaz v'shok is not for all women either. Let's say an almana or a grusha, who then comes back to her father's house, she does not get to eat chaz v'shok. So chaz v'shok isn't for all zara shalara neither, it's only truma. V'idach, hahula achila, v'halinagia. And the other shita will say, no, that's you need one pasuk to tell me for achila of truma, and one pasuk to tell me the negia of truma. V'resh lakish, hay b'chal kodesh l'siga l'hachi udasa. So effectively, Gemara, wait a second. Does Reish Lakish use B'chol Chodesh Lo Siga to teach me this din? How me by Leilu Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh? Doesn't Reish Lakish already need B'chol Chodesh Lo Siga? Not for the Asara over here. He needs it to teach me the halacha of a Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh, a Tamei person who touches Kodesh. De Itmar Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh. If a Tamei person touches Kodesh, Reish Lakish Amar Loke. Reish Lakish says you get Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Loke. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get Malkus. Reish Lakish Amar Loke. Reish Lakish says you get Malkus b'chol kodesh l'siga. It says b'chol kodesh l'siga. Rabbi Yochanan Marein Loka, who asar l'truma udasa. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get Malkus because it's there to teach me nasar for truma. But bottom line is, you see, Reish Lakish already uses this pasuk to teach me that you get Malkus for tamei shenaga b'kodesh. A tamei person touches kodesh. How could Reish Lakish therefore use it to teach me the ashara for a tamei she'achol es hakodesh? He uses it to to teach me what are we saying over here? That b'chol kodesh lo siga, right? How could Reish Lakish use b'chol kodesh lo siga to teach me an ashara le truma? Right, so says Gemara, Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh, Mida Afkei Rachmana B'Lashon Negia. The fact, Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh, we learn from, I'm sorry, how could Reish Lakish use it to teach me Tamei She'achal Es HaKodesh? He already uses this pasuk to teach me a Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh. How could the same pasuk teach me both about a Tamei She'achal Kodesh and a Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh? So Reish Lakish will answer, Tamei shenaga b'kodesh mida afkei rachmana b'lashon negia. Tamei shenaga b'kodesh, we learn from the fact that the Torah says a lashon of negia. Asara iskush kodesh lemikdash. And the asara, we learn from the fact that we have the comparison between kodesh and mikdash. Va'akati lahachi uda asa. But still, does Reish Lakish need the pasuk for this? Does Reish Lakish use the pasuk for this? Homi ba'ilil tamei shachol basar kodesh lefnei zrikas damim. Doesn't he need the pasuk to teach me about a tamei person who eats karban before the zrikas adam? Di'itmar tamei shachol basar kodesh lefnei zrikas damim. Reish Lakish amar loke. Rabbi Yochanan Marein Aloka. Where does Reish Lakish know that you get Malkus? Reish Lakish Amar Aloka b'chol kodesh lo siga. Lo shal fnei zrika, lo shal liachar zrika. So he uses that very same pasuk. So how many different things could Reish Lakish learn from the same pasuk already? Rabbi Yochanan Marein Aloka. Rabbi Yochanan Tamei Damakra, Tumaso, Tumaso. V'chi ksiv Tumaso, lachar zrika duksiv. Rabbi Yochanan learns Tumaso, Tumaso, the Gzer Shava. And he says, the Gzer Shava only teaches me lachar zrika, not before the zrika. So answers the Gemara, Hayhimi b'chol kodesh. Now that Reish Lakish derives from Bechol Kodesh. So yeah, you can use Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga to teach me many different things. One is from the word Bechol, one is from the Lashon Negia, and one is from Kodesh. Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga has enough words in it that you can actually learn three completely separate dinim from the Pasuk. So that's how Reish Lakish derives Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga. So bottom line is, we have this Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. How do we know the Asara of a Tamei She'achol Es HaKodesh? Reish Lakish has a Pasuk, Rabbi Yochanan has a Gzeres Shava. We wanted, and the Gemara worked out, why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't use Reish Lakish's Pasuk, why Reish Lakish doesn't use Rabbi Yochanan's Gzeres Shava. Some of the Rishonim ask, what do you mean? We ask why each one doesn't use the other. Which is better? Which is the better one to use? Is it better to use a pasuk, or is it better to use a gezeirah shava? If it's better to use a pasuk, then don't start asking me why Reish Lakish doesn't use a gezeirah shava. He uses a pasuk because it's better to use a pasuk. And if it's better to use a gezeirah shava, then don't ask me why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't use Reish Lakish's pasuk. It should only be a kasha in one direction or the other, whichever one is better. So that's how some of the Rishonim ask. So you got to figure out exactly what the svara is to try to ask the question in both directions. Okay, stop there.